L'histoire commence en juillet 2020 lorsque le corps sans vie de la jeune Rodrika Ribbon Lake a été retrouvé près de John Doe Prairie. Deux ans plus tard, l'association Work for Justice exige justice pour l'adolescente de 15 ans décédée. Six ans en arrière, l'agent de la mairie royale du Canada affirme que l'accusé, Jason Alec Tolcree, a aussi été arrêté en 2014 après découverte du corps de sa conjointe de fait, Malina Lunskin, à côté de la maison. L'association se bat depuis le 13 mars pour rendre justice à ces deux dames décédées. Velma Laboukam, organisatrice de la marche.
The reason of the walk is the family, the Ribbon Lake family, Rodrika Ribbon Lake family, wanted justice. She was murdered 2 years ago by a guy named Jason Alec Tolcree. She was 15 years old when Jason murdered her.
Yeah.
6 years prior to that, he had killed another lady by the name of Malina Lunskin. And he went to jail for only 2 months. And then he was let go. He walked free. 6 years later, he killed another one. And it was Rodrika. Now, the family wants justice. Not just the family, but all of our people, Liberal Cree Nation people, they don't want him back. So that's why we're talking. We want him to be put away. Because he will do it again if he's not in jail.
À l'aide des pancartes et affiches sur lesquelles on peut lire « No More Stolen Sisters », les membres de l'association Work for Justice et bien d'autres personnes ont marché des longues distances pour protester contre la libération de l'accusé Jason Tolcree. Lors de la marche, certains participants ont eu mal aux pieds et d'autres ont eu les crampes. Velma Laboukam, une fois de plus.
The walk started March 13th. In front of the high-level courthouse.
Yeah.
Took us days to get here.
Yeah.
There was one guy by the name of Benson Ribbon Lake. He walked all the way. Not once did he... Well, he got inside the vehicle a few times, but just to rest.
Yeah.
We'd take our 10 or 15-minute breaks, he'd sit inside the vehicle to take a break, rest his feet. And when the time comes for us to start again, he just jumped out and started walking. He walked all the way from high level. He had blisters. Well, not just him, but the other walkers, they had blisters in their feet, leg cramps.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of them, their toenails coming off. Kind of like.
Depuis ce lundi 27 mars, son procès est en cours. Raison de plus pour laquelle l'association milite pour qu'il soit incarcéré.
Jason Tolcree has been in jail since 2 years now, and this coming Monday will be his trial date.
Yeah.
And to end April 4th. Mm-hmm. That's why we walked over here all the way. We don't want him to get out. We want justice. The family wants justice. They won't be able to rest.
Cette marche n'est pas sans le soutien de la population qui les assiste depuis le début, en espèces et en nature.
They paid for our rooms, meals along the way, gas. They even sent a vehicle over to come after us so that they could use that vehicle to travel back and forth.
D'autres associations, à l'instar de Wendy Goulette, protestent également pour la même cause. Sur la page Facebook, elle invite des personnes à prier pour que justice soit faite. Par ailleurs, elle invite les personnes à se vêtir en rouge tout au long de la période du procès. C'était Imelda Wafak, Northwest FM, pour l'initiative de journalisme local.